Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with World News. The headlines. India says it will study the implications of Saudi Arabia and Pakistan Defense Pact on its national security. U.S. President Donald Trump designates Antifa as a major terrorist organization after the killing of his close aide, Charlie Kirk. Federal Reserve lowers its benchmark interest rate by 0.25 percentage points as United States grapples with slower economic growth. And in Asia T20 Cup cricket, Afghanistan to take on Sri Lanka in a crucial Group B match in Abu Dhabi this evening. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of External Affairs today said it will study the implications of the strategic mutual defense pact between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan for India's national security as well as for regional and global stability. In response to media queries on reports of the signing of the pact between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, government remains committed to protecting India's national interests and ensuring comprehensive national security in all domains. He said New Delhi was aware that this development, which formalizes a long-standing arrangement between the two countries, had been under consideration. The strategic mutual defense agreement was signed by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and visiting Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif in Riyadh yesterday. The European Commission and the High Representative yesterday adopted a joint communication outlining a new strategic agenda to elevate the India-EU partnership to a higher level, deepening cooperation across various sectors. This agenda builds on the historic visit of the EU College of Commissioners to India in February this year and aims to achieve mutually beneficial and transformative outcomes. The agenda recognizes India's rising global profile, economic strength, important security role, technological prowess, demographic dividend, and growing influence in the world affairs. It identifies India as a natural strategic partner, focusing on converging interests, complementary strengths, and shared political will. The document proposes structuring the new India-EU strategic agenda around five pillars of cooperation: prosperity and sustainability, technology and innovation, security and defense, connectivity and global issues, and enablers across the pillars. U.S. President Donald Trump has officially designated Antifa as a major terrorist organization days after the killing of his close aide and right-wing political activist Charlie Kirk. Mr. Trump wrote in a post on his social media platform that he is designating Antifa, a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster, as a major terrorist organization. He said those funding Antifa will be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices. Trump did not elaborate on what parameters his administration would use to make the characterization and what actions he would take to target a left-leaning movement. Antifa does not seem to have a centralized structure or any defined leadership. In the United States, three police officers lost their lives and two others were critically injured in a shooting incident in Pennsylvania's Codorus Township, according to local media reports. State Police Commissioner Christopher Parris confirmed the deaths and said the gunman was also killed during the confrontation yesterday. He declined to share further details about the nature of the investigation. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia this week wrapped up the largest counter-unmanned aerial systems exercise held in the West Asia, underscoring the growing urgency of defending against proliferating drone threats. A report.
The live fire drills conducted at the Shamal 2 range in northeastern Saudi Arabia brought together 20 counter-UAS systems in what the U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, described as its most ambitious Red Sands exercise to date. The event focused on integrating radars, sensors, and weapons to rapidly detect, track, and destroy modern aerial threats, including drone swarms. Admiral Brad Cooper, making his first regional trip since assuming command of CENTCOM, observed the exercise alongside Saudi Armed Forces Chief of General Staff General Fayyad Al-Ruwaili and visited the Red Sands Integrated Experimentation Center. Admiral Cooper also met with Saudi Defense Minister Prince Khalid bin Salman. During the meeting, they reviewed aspects of bilateral defense cooperation and discussed the latest developments in the region, as well as their shared efforts to address them in a way that preserves international peace and security, said Prince Khalid in a social media post. For World News, Komudi Parikh.
This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Calling on Taliban in Afghanistan to allow girls to pursue education at all levels, the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, UNICEF, has warned that the restrictions on girls' education have confined them to their homes and they are increasingly facing mental health problems, child marriage and early pregnancies. In a statement yesterday, UNICEF warned that over 2.2 million adolescent girls will be excluded from schooling by the end of 2025. The agency urged them to lift restrictions without delay and ensure that every girl gets access to education at all levels, from primary school to higher education. The U.S. Federal Reserve has lowered its benchmark interest rate by 0.25 percentage points, its first cut since December last year, as the United States grapples with a stalling labor market and slower economic growth. A report.
The U.S. Federal Reserve on Wednesday lowered interest rates for the first time this year, flagging slower job gains and risks to employment as policymakers face heightened pressure under President Donald Trump. The Fed cut the benchmark lending rate by 25 basis points to a range between 4.0% and 4.25%, while penciling in two more cuts this year. The Fed said in a statement that job gains have slowed and the unemployment rate has edged up but remains low. It also said that inflation has moved up and remains somewhat elevated. It was the first meeting to include Miran, President Donald Trump's pick to fill a vacancy on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Fed Governor Lisa Cook also participated in the meeting after an appeals court gave her permission to continue her duties as she battles Trump's move to fire her. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks hit a record high in choppy trading, with equities Wall Street ending mixed after the Federal Reserve delivered a widely expected interest rate cut and signaled the start of monetary policy easing cycle. Payal Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Bangladesh, the former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and 10 members of her family will be unable to vote in the upcoming 13th National Parliamentary Election scheduled for February 2026, as their national identity cards have been locked. The Bangladesh Election Commission Senior Secretary Akhtar Ahmed stated on Wednesday at the Commission headquarters in Dhaka that those whose NIDs are locked cannot register for out-of-country voting, including via the new postal ballot facility being introduced for expatriate Bangladeshis. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, Afghanistan will take on Sri Lanka in a crucial Group B match in Abu Dhabi, UAE today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. Afghanistan absolutely have to win in order to make at the Super 4. Yesterday, Pakistan defeated hosts UAE by 41 runs in their Group A match. With this win, Pakistan advanced to the Super 4 stage alongside India, while the UAE exit the tournament. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India says it will study the implications of Saudi Arabia and Pakistan Defense Pact on its national security. U.S. President Donald Trump designates Antifa as a major terrorist organization after the killing of his close aide, Charlie Kirk. Federal Reserve lowers its benchmark interest rate by 0.25 percentage points as United States grapples with slower economic growth. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, Afghanistan to take on Sri Lanka in a crucial Group B match in Abu Dhabi this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.